Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Into your mouth.
You know you wanna.
Bang, bang into your mouth.
You know you gotta.
Everybody wants to listen to Scott. Everybody wants to. Oh, bang, 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 bang,
bang. Hey everyone, mirror in the bathroom, grant my wish, Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Tish, welcome to Comedy Bang Bang.
No, don't get any of that.
Call back to Monday's episode.
Oh, of course, right, of course.
Hey, welcome to Comedy Bang Bang, and you know what this means when we sing bang bang into your mouth.
Bang bang into your mouth, you know you want to bang bang into your mouth, you know you gotta. Everybody want to listen to Scott, everybody want to walk.
Bow, bow.
Oh, so, no, Ferris Bueller's running across my backyard.
God, there he is. Whoa, he just jumped it. Oh, man, he just punched somebody in the face and ran to the next place.
Oh, my God.
Ferris Brawler. That's my movie called Ferris Brawler.
Not bad.
Shot for shot.
Like a John Wick.
Yeah.
Ferris Brawler.
It's Ferris Bueller, but
he just punches everyone along the way.
He went on that float and just punched every single person in Chicago.
He punches Jennifer Grey right in the nose, and that's why she gets the nose job.
So mean. She's a huge fan of the show, and you just lost
what?
Her.
What? Oh, no, Jennifer, I love you.
No, it's too late. You lost her. And her father, Joel Grey, was an even bigger fan.
I love you even more.
Cabaret?
Life is a cabaret.
Hey, excuse me, waiter. What type of wines do you have today?
Life is a cabaret. I know the life is doesn't really work, but it's a cabernet.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
I'm happy you knew. By the way, I think we've been doing this
wine
long
is a cabernet. Is that better?
Yeah. Or yeah, anything. That works great.
What are you drinking, by the way?
It's emergency because it gives me a little vitamin C, but also it gives you supposedly a little boost.
A little boost, kid. A little.
I got 4 hours of sleep last night.
Why are you tapping the nose?
Me?
Yeah.
My God.
A
little boost. A little boost.
Mm-hmm.
A little hubba hubba. A little rip rap.
A little ning 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 ning.
Whoa, what was that? A little train going by?
Doppler effect. You know
Do
this...
you know what that was named after, by the way? There's a guy named Doppler. I think it was Jeffrey Doppler.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Doppler. Killed a lot of people.
He would murder people.
Yeah. And then every time he murdered somebody, he'd go, I killed you, killed you, killed you, killed you, killed you, killed
you. You know this voice. You know what it means when he is on. That's right. Ben Schwartz is here. The dynamite Mr. S.
No, it's called the elegant Mr. S.
I'm sorry. Benny Schwa, of course.
We are here. We're outside and it's gorgeous. So if there's any, like, if we hear a plane, I think we should pretend that's part of the scene of whatever we're doing.
Whatever we're doing, of course.
If we hear like a trolley or a train. I don't know what's an area place.
Ding, ding.
There it is. Oh, I gotta get the trolley. Bah, bah, bah.
Catch the trolley.
Hey, me, Jeffrey Doppler.
We haven't done one of these in years.
I think the last one might have been Sonic Olo. So that could be 2 years
could
ago.
Could be 2 years ago, and
wow.
We haven't even seen each other in person for those 2 years.
Yeah, we refuse to see each other. Even though we've done other podcasts since then, we do not look at each other in the face.
We never look at each other.
But now it is all eye contact all the time, and I love it. Scott can't
course.
Do it. He gets uncomfortable. He
I
looks
don't,
down.
I'm looking away. I am looking away.
Right through
I'm also
him.
Trying to remember what I'm trying to say, which is like I'm...
It's been a while.
It has been a... wild.
You can't even help yourself.
But you know what it means when it's just the two of us. And this year, because it's coming out right before the very, very spookiest day of the
year. It is the spookiest season.
Name
right
a spookier
now.
Day.
Okay. January 3rd, because that's the day that a lot of my friends passed away.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah.
That's okay.
That's fine. Who passed away?
I don't want to talk about it. This guy, Jeffrey Doppler.
Oh, no, he was a friend of yours?
Well,
friend. Oh, he's the guy who killed all the people.
You know that show, Friends?
Sort of.
It's about Jeffrey
Doppler. It's about Jeffrey Doppler?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, we're on a break when he broke that person in half and killed
them. Oh, I understand.
Any one of those things.
When he got
smelly
the Rachel
cat was
cuts.
Like when he killed that cat and smelled all the time.
Oh, yeah. He cut someone in the shape of a Rachel haircut.
Yeah, you know exactly what's going on.
I understand, yes. But you know what it means is when he's here.
Is that your new catchphrase? I understand, yes?
I understand, yes.
Put it on a shirt. Put it on a shirt. Put it on
you
a shirt.
You are begging for a shirt.
Running through my head.
You want a shirt so bad.
I don't
we
want
have
it.
The, we
all
have the All Joking Salad. That was a dynamite shirt.
Dynamite. I
People
love how much
it.
You use dynamite now. Not until we get on the microphone to use the word dynamite.
It was gangbusters.
It was gangbusters.
It truly was, but unfortunately, nothing since then has come up in
nothing
our conversation.
Nothing since then comes up.
What is that? Nothing compares to you?
Yep.
Why? Nothing. I wondered why you started crying right into the camera.
I was wondering why I ripped this picture of the Pope right in half.
Very timely, though, with what's going on in the church.
Yeah.
She was ahead of her time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She sure was, huh?
She really
ahead
was.
Ahead of her time.
Because of her shaved head?
Yeah.
A shaved head of her time.
She's a put on a shirt.
This is a shirt.
Nothing compares.
Picture of Sinead O'Connor crying, staring right, right
a
ahead.
Shaved head of her time.
It just says, and it's done caricature style where her head is bigger than her body and then her little tiny body.
Did you
body,
say Dunkirk style?
Dunkirk style, yes.
Okay, got it.
Where it's like three different time periods.
And Hans Zimmer is like.
It's happening.
This is, it's like a little bit shaky, but that you hear me fine, right?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Okay, what do you mean it's shaky? What do you mean
sometimes I'll talk too loud and they'll be like.
Oh, the rumbling.
I wonder if I'm talking too loud.
DBs, do you want me to turn you down in your phones?
No, I'm happy. As long as you're getting what you need, I'm happy.
Oh, I am getting exactly what I need. And you know why that is, because when this person is on.
Oh, yeah. Tell them who it is. You haven't even told them who it is.
I did say the elegant Mr. S.
Yeah, well, do you want me to do some of my voiceover characters?
Yeah,
maybe some people.
Yeah.
So name one of my famous voiceover characters.
Not a fan, don't know.
Okay, just name one. I've done quite a few.
I'm presuming a guy named Chris.
No, I've never played a guy named Chris. Voiceover. So I'll give you a TV show. Maybe you remember.
Okay.
I was in DuckTales. You know DuckTales.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, you played the trash collector who takes
not
a
DuckTales.
Shit.
There is no trash collector. And of course,
and people laugh at how smelly
show,
he is?
No. There wouldn't be a trash collector who collects. You know, of course, that is not what it is.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'll do a bigger one. You do a whole show on this. I was a character in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Whoa.
You and Sean have done many episodes talking about this, correct?
Okay, so you must.
No,
I remember
before
this.
You say it, there's four main characters. Five.
Yes.
But it's not Splinter.
It's not Splinter.
So
okay.
It's one of the four main
characters. Got it. You're the guy jerking off in the corner.
Which turtles are you watching? Finish a sentence. Jerking off in the corner that what? Go.
That the turtles laugh at because he's got such a small penis.
In the children's
cartoon.
I
remember
cartoon.
This. Yes.
No, you're wrong.
What do you play in the turtles?
Leonardo.
Which one is that? Hey, we don't have
the
time to get
one.
Into it.
What are you
the
talking
blue one?
About?
There's
he wears blue.
One.
All
There's
my characters
blue
are blue.
Purple, maybe. But you know him when he comes on this show.
Here we go. Good
it
intro.
Is just, mm-hmm. It is combustible, mister.
Right.
Because he comes on and we do a thing and we've done them over the years. We've done the Solo Bolo.
Okay. Solo Bolo Dolo. Solo Bolo Trollo. Solo Bolo Quattrolo. Solo Bolo Cincolo. Solo Bolo Sonicolo.
And now.
What is this one called?
Because it is
spooky.
Before one of the spookiest days of the year. I defy you to name any other day that is a spookier
September
day.
September 3rd.
Yeah.
The ghosts come up that day and eat breakfast with all of us.
I go, okay.
It's spooky, dude.
Wait, they eat breakfast with you?
Yeah, like, so I have a bunch of ghosts that live near my house and they come up every September 3rd.
What do they eat? French ghost? I'm sorry, was that... You're really upset. What?
It's just really inappropriate.
I apologize.
It's just really fucked
I apologize. What do you
no, it's too late to apologize. You can't... The problem with you is you make a mistake knowing it's a mistake and thinking you can say you're sorry and it's over.
No, I genuinely do apologize. Why?
So what just they... tell me what they eat. Don't make a stupid fucking ghost pun out of it that they're not going to hate. So what do they eat? It's not scrambled. It's not French
ghost. It's not scrambled?
It's not scrambled.
Okay, it's not French and it's not scrambled?
Yes, okay. So what
that is really narrowing down my choices
yeah,
here.
What do you think it could be?
Cereal.
Yeah, we eat cereal.
Really?
Yeah, eat cereal with Oatly and some of that blueberry stuff. And,
Blueberry. Oh, okay, so it is ghost themed.
I guess. Well, by the way that it's ghost themed is we eat it while we make pottery together.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Hey, do you think people, listeners, will know that ghost reference or no?
I imagine that tomorrow on Scott Hasn't Seen, I'll understand that reference after tomorrow's episode.
You've never seen Ghost?
I've never seen Ghost, but by tomorrow I will.
I love that sentence. Is that your new catchphrase?
Yeah, that's it. Put that on a shirt.
Can you lower me? Can I lower you?
Will
you're
lower
so loud.
You.
And yeah, let me tell you why.
I can't lower me, but I can lower both of us in your phones. There you go.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. No matter what. You
no
sound
problem,
like,
no
what
problem.
What do you think? What character, if you just heard your own voice, What cartoon character would you be?
I would probably have to be the lead in anything because
no, I'm saying what character, not like are you the lead. I'm saying like are you a lion? When you hear your voice, what do you think?
In a movie about lions, I would be the headline. Yes.
Right. I'm not talking about are you the lead. Okay. Pretend everybody's got this. Everybody's a lead.
And how does that work?
And your whole everybody's the lead. It's an ensemble.
I wouldn't do a movie like that.
Why? Because you're not the lead.
No,
because
I'm the lead.
This is stupid. Basically, what I was saying is, what animal do you think you are?
What animal am I?
Yes.
What kind of question is that? I'm not an animal. I'm a human-ass being.
Okay, it doesn't make it. I don't know why I start with
this
you.
This doesn't make any sense to me. I'm a human. Why would I want to be an animal?
Are you a human-ass bean? Is that the type of bean?
A
lima bean? You're
yes.
A human-ass bean?
I'm a human-ass bean. Please stick me in your asses?
God, what's wrong with you today?
I don't know, but I will say that anytime he's on the show,
yeah,
we do
it.
This solo bolo.
Oh, I love it.
And this is the spookiest solo bolo.
What's it
going
to be called?
Solo bolo. Hallowolo.
Oh, big reveal.
Huge reveal.
For a tiny firework.
This is
fuse,
like,
big fuse.
This
little
is like
firework.
When all those fireworks went off at once at that one show by mistake.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You do know what I'm talking about,
I
and that's
do.
Why you're here.
We're in each other's heads. We know each other well.
We truly are.
Let's close your R. Ready?
Okay, close my R's.
Think, we're only allowed to think of, we have to say one number, 1 through 100. One through 100.
Yep, got it.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
57.
Oh my God, I even put up 4. I put up the number 4
oh, you
before
did? I'm not looking. I'm looking in your eyes, baby.
Okay, let's do it again. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 67. Both are different ones. Oh,
I'm doing 57.
Lock me a lady tonight.
You know you want to.
Lock me a lady.
You know you got to. Everybody wants to.
If you want to be a lady.
We do a lot of singing on the show. For those of you who have never heard a solo bolo before, and why would you have? That's coming up a little later in the show. The
wow.
Olympic Song
oh my goodness.
Challenge.
For those who don't know what it is, it's basically it's kind of an improv exercise where when someone sings a song, the other person has to go off of what that makes them think of, and you just can't stop.
You can't stop until finally it reaches whatever conclusion it reaches.
You said it's a lot like orgasming. I didn't understand why.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, you said it's like an orgasm where you're going until it reaches a climax.
Was that because I had my first orgasm right
Tell
after
everybody
we did,
about it. Tell everybody about it.
We did the show. We did the very
first
solo bolo.
Solo bolo.
And I had orgasmed like 60 seconds before we started rolling.
Yeah, what was that? Is that part of your thing?
No, I had never done it before.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even realize I was doing it.
So you didn't know what it was?
No, I didn't even know what I was like, this is sticky, it's gross, it's wet.
Right.
It's making everyone around me uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable, yeah. Why was your dick out to begin with, though?
Well,
if
yeah.
everybody could see it.
That, I mean, that's just something that happens in meetings, you know.
Right.
I mean, this is pre-Weinstein, when you could do stuff like that.
I wonder
that.
How much this will be deleted. Any of it?
No, I don't know. We'll find out. But it was incredible. What is that? Do you hear that?
Oh, this is my favorite thing. Okay, anytime we hear a sound, we have to incorporate it in whatever we're talking about.
Did you hear that?
Scott, do you hear that? What is that, a fucking raptor?
I don't think it's a raptor. I think it might be a vampire.
What?
It's the spookiest month.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Do you love Halloween?
I love Halloween.
Do you
yeah.
get dressed up?
What do you mean? Like, as opposed to being naked?
You gotta help me. You gotta help me. When I ask you a question that you know the answer to, you gotta give me an answer.
You gotta help me. I don't know.
I'm stranded on a goddamn island.
What do I do?
Do you put on a costume for Halloween?
Like socks?
No. Scott, unless is that the costume, that you're a pair of socks?
I am a pair of socks?
No. Okay.
How would that work?
I don't know what happened. So in Halloween,
shoes?
People...
Underwear?
What? Are you talking about what you put on normally?
No, I'm just saying things.
No. Okay, it doesn't matter.
You almost took your headphones off and threw them into the pool.
Hey, all these flies are coming lately. These are white. There's like white little tiny guys.
We are outside, yeah. There are white little tiny guys.
Yeah, but they're usually... It just started like the past couple of days. I don't know where they're from.
I believe I read some sort of article about them, about how they're murderous flies.
I just invented a new game.
Okay.
Give me a movie quote that I might not, a real movie quote that I might not know, and I have to tell you what movie it's from.
Okay.
Okay? But you have to think of it in three.
Okay.
Two. One.
We need a slightly bigger boat.
Oh, that's the porno off of Jaws called Jews, and it's basically a bunch of Jews having sex with a
right.
Shark.
You star in that, right?
Yeah, it's me.
You and Gil?
Yeah. Me and Gil out of Azari. It starts off like, you know, we're in the water, and then a big everything bagel is coming after us. Jews on the salmon is trying to eat us.
Jews for the revenge?
Yeah. It's great. It's great. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you one. Ready?
Okay, give me one.
Rhodes. Where we're going, we don't. Rhodes.
Rhodes Scholar.
That's right.
It's that 80s teen sex romp.
Yep. Joe Pesci's all the roles.
Joe Pesci
it's
and
Nutty
Joe
Professor for Joe
Pantaliano.
Pesci. Yeah, Joe
they were like, we need the Joes.
Yeah.
We need the Joes.
Oh, remember G.I. Joe, a real American hero?
He really was a real American hero.
What
for
happened
a fake,
to
for a fake
America?
Guy, he was real.
What happened to America?
Well, a little something called cancel culture got a hold of it.
Oh, no. Scott.
Oh, yeah. I'm pivoting.
Scott. Jesus.
What is your favorite movie of all time?
Back to the Future is my favorite movie
That's
of all time.
Probably my favorite movie
It
of
is
all time.
The best movie, I think.
I said that to... I there was a girl I went out on a date with
Ooh,
when
recently?
I was 19.
This Kulapo,
yes, no, she's fine with it.
Oh, cool. What was the girl that you dated name? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
How did you know that?
Oh,
I'm
I fucking knew
Sandra
it.
Bullock.
Dude, you remember Speed 2? Now it's on a boat?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so you're
what
dating
else could
someone
be on a
19.
Boat?
What else could be on a boat? This is great. A smaller boat. You go.
Even smaller boat than that.
Okay, yeah.
Small
let's think
boat.
Outside of that. Like a real tiny boat. You go.
Like Ant-Man sized minuscule boat.
Yeah, okay. And then a molecule. It's shaped like a balloon. My boat. My boat.
What else could Borat own? He owns a wife? What else could he own?
My boat.
This is how we do a sequel. Why, let's call it Jason Mulder.
Can you do a great Borat?
The best.
May I hear it, please?
My wife? But no, I'm dating this
You're
girl.
You're dating this girl back in the day.
And her mom comes up and is like trying to get a real sense of me. And she's like, what's your favorite movie of all time? And I said, Back to the Future. And she goes, no, I'm talking like serious films.
And what'd you say? Did you have to pivot and think of something
And I
great?
Was like, The Godfather? And she goes, yes.
Did you have a big relationship with that mom in the end? It sounds like you really hit it off with the mom.
I mean, she and I were very similar, it seems like.
It sounds like you guys are really close.
No, but I do. Her ex-boyfriend started pounding the door down, trying to get back in touch with her. He was like an abusive ex-boyfriend.
Oh,
who
my
was,
God.
Who was in the Navy or something like that.
Is this a real story?
This is a real story. And he started like pounding on the door going, open up, open up. And we had to call the police and the police came and all.
Are you for real?
I'm for total real.
Did
point.
You like talk to him through the door? Be like, get out of here, dude.
You
must be mortified.
I had no idea who he was or like, I barely knew her. So it was like,
ugh,
it was a weird situation to be in.
Unbelievable.
Have you ever had the police called on you?
No, never had the police call on me one time when I so we were in high school or high school. I moved from the North Bronx to Westchester.
This is like the Many Saints of Newark here, where I'm getting a glimpse
people, yeah.
into the young Ben Schwartz. I almost said the Many Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah,
which
well,
I think
by the way, it's very similar to that, too. It's a lot like Hocus Pocus, if you think about it.
In my opinion, not enough witches in Eastwick.
Yeah, by the way, why are we making
There's
a TV show?
Like
There's
three.
A couple.
Let's
so just say the witches, say the three witches in Eastwick.
Let's crank it up a notch. What do you say to that?
Yeah, man.
Four.
Yeah, Aliens has a whole bunch of aliens
yeah,
in it.
Four witches, though. That's a good number.
Then just say,
any
say
more
four.
Than any more than four, though, it's too hard to keep track of.
I think that's
and
a great
I would
t-shirt.
Even cut one out of the four.
So you have three.
Yeah.
So we're back to what they are?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I was in high school and we would have keggers at the elementary school.
Oh, Ben, no.
Listen, I never was
Ben,
longer bought.
No.
I know.
You would pass out beer to the elementary school
well,
students?
No.
This is during the day?
No. Sorry, you didn't understand. So on the weekend when nobody was there, the high schoolers would come in, someone would buy a keg, and then they would charge you $5 for a red cup, and that's how they made their money back.
Oh, my God.
I was
how
always,
many red cups would you buy?
No, you just buy one, and you keep refilling
I'd buy, like...
You can't. No, you can't.
Three,
why would you buy
I would have three beers.
So no, you can drink three beers out of the same red cup. This is insane.
You can't drink three beers at the same time.
You turn into Homer Simpson from the last time I talked to you. All right, so we'd go there, and then what would happen inevitably is the cops would be called, and then we would all run away and scurry because we think we'd be in jail forever.
Did you have an escape route planned when you got there of like, I'm going over this fence?
No, I am a little bit neurotic and anxious, but I didn't. But I will say I was doing cross country at the time.
Oh.
And a funny story was I took cross country to try to get faster when I played basketball, and I learned that cross country doesn't give you quick speed. It just makes you
endurance.
Yeah. So like I was still the slowest person up and down the court. I could just go up and down the court longer, but it was
that's
whatever.
A skill.
I guess.
You could last all stop. What are they? Quarters? Periods?
Don't you know what it is.
Exclamation points.
You and I should go to a basketball game.
We really should. We should have a great time.
You hate it or no?
No, I've been to
Do you like any sports?
I've been to two. Yeah.
Well, name a sport. Name a sport. I don't think you know any sports.
Ball stick?
Ball stick. You're talking about baseball?
That's the one.
Yeah, Dodgers.
It's because the sticks.
There's a,
that
not
they
a
have
stick,
that,
it's a
yeah.
bat.
I will say basketball.
And then you stop.
I will say basketball.
Anyway.
You mentioned it.
Yep.
Here's a quiz for you.
Oh, go
this
do it. I love it.
Quiz.
Come on.
Can you name more orange ball than that big orange ball that they use in basketball?
I guess, what does Hila use? Is it orange or no?
It might be.
I don't know.
Can you name anything more spherical than that ball?
Yeah, of course. Any ball. Isn't just any ball?
Equally as spherical, maybe, but more spherical?
It wouldn't be hard to be. Well, I guess there's indents in it. I guess if you we picked a bowling ball, there's no indents in it.
Well, I guess you're right. Okay, it's a bowling ball.
So
and those could be orange, too.
I took cross country, and then the cops came, and me and my friend Rob Kim ran away from the cops. The best. Rob
I would
Kim.
Two first names. Interesting.
Oh, Rob Kim. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, his screen name is Kim Ki-hong. It wasn't.
Oh,
so
okay.
Rob Kim was his name that we all.
Yes.
And so.
The name you agreed on.
No, the name that he presented
when he wanted to be called Kim Ki-hong.
No, that, I mean, I'm probably even, I don't know. Now we're making him feel terrible and he's a great guy. So we're going down, one of my closest friends in the universe, and we are, it's one of my favorite, I mean, when you hear the end of the story, he's fine. But so we're running and we are ahead of the pack because everybody's like drinking and out of shape, and we are
cross country superstars.
We have been running cross country, and we were at the front of the pack, and we were always last in the races, and we were front, and we were laughing and smiling. And then there's a little fence, and then because I was afraid I wasn't gonna be able to jump over the fence, I was going around the fence, and he goes, "I'm jumping over it." I go, "No, no, no!"
I love calling you shots.
Yeah, and so he puts his hands
I'm
on
jumping
it.
Over.
It's a lower one, and he pulls himself up, and there's a fucking tree on the other side.
Ouch.
And it was the most Mr. Bean, like, he jumped and went, wee, and then hit the ground, and I had to come around to make sure he was okay.
And did the police catch you because...
Well, he's still in jail.
Oh, no.
The tree got him, and...
Did Kim Kardashian try to petition Donald Trump to get him out?
Yes, and they wouldn't let him out.
No!
Because he was a minor.
He dug coal?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so he had that little hat on, and...
No!
So they, like, and minors really get it hard in jail.
I had no idea because yes. They're always trying to dig out.
And now they can't
like
dig
out. Like a Shawshank kind of thing?
Oh, one of my favorite lines from Shawshank Redemption. One of my favorite lines is, say batateos.
Here's mine.
Go.
Bro, I've just been Shawshanked.
Who says that?
I think it was Morgan Freebird.
Yeah, that's good. Morgan Freebird. Great voice.
Do you think that he, when he comes on stage, he makes a lot of public appearances, as we all know. When he comes on stage, are people calling out play Freeman at him?
Oh, that's funny. I like that's funny. Or do the Penguins. Do the Penguins.
Talk about the Penguins.
Because I'm free, Morgan Freeman.
Free Freeman
and I'm Morgan Freeman. And I'm free Freeman.
Favorite Morgan Freeman, I'm going to say roll. Go.
His answering machine. Have you heard it?
No. What's it like? Please do an impression.
He doesn't use his voice for the Morgan Freeman.
No.
So he got Bobcat Goldthwait. Hey, guys, it's me, Morgan Freeman. Leave a message.
Incredible. How did he get Bobcat?
I don't know.
Hate him?
I guess. I don't know. Or maybe they're just friends.
Favor?
Bobcat was enormous. Police Academy for me was huge when I was a kid.
Was Morgan Freeman in the Police Academy movies?
No, sorry. Bobcat Goldthwait was. Oh. Are we doing it with no commercials? I love that idea.
No, why do you think we should have taken a commercial?
No, I just feel
point?
Like we've been talking for, I guarantee if you look at the thing, we've been talking for 35 minutes.
20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Is it so exhausting talking to me that you can only.
Not exhausting talking to you. Exhausting because we go 100 miles per hour. We did so many drugs before this. I popped an emergency.
Oh, my God. Shoot, all the way down. All the way down the gullet. What's the drug you've done the most? What's the drug you've
done? Do you want me to be real?
The most recently.
I've never done drugs in my life.
Any drug?
I've never smoked weed. I've never done any.
The ganja?
Sorry. Oh my God. Your fucking Jamaican neighbor is here and he is pissed.
Oh shit.
Say something to him.
Excuse me, man.
No, what? Don't.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh shit. Well, sorry. Sir, I'm so sorry. Scott, say something.
Excuse me, man. I'm insulted, man.
Say something, Scott.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know what I
you're digging yourself deeper in this problem.
I didn't know what I was doing.
You don't talk like that.
I had no idea.
I'm sorry, sir. He's being terrible and I'm sorry that he made you sound like that. Have a good day, sir.
No problem, man.
Okay.
Wow. Great guy.
I bet he is.
Great guy. So handsome, too.
Well, I don't want to know his name. I was going to ask what his name was, but I'm afraid that the answer is, unless it's like Jeff or John.
Adrian Brody?
It was worth it. Sometimes I throw the ball out and I'm like, he can't hit this. It's a fucking spitball.
Yeah.
Then you knock it out of the park.
And I knock that spitty ball.
Are you exhausted after you do episodes? Because sometimes after a solo bolo, I am exhausted.
Yeah. I usually have to turn all the lights down, just hop into the bunk beds.
Do you use the comm app?
Say, cool up. I'm going away for a while.
And then?
Do I use the what?
The comm app. Do you use anything to go to
cool
sleep?
Cool up.
The Cool Op app?
What's a comm app? What is that?
It's like a thing that can play like Rain or...
Oh, I do. I have a machine that does it. It's like a big, giant computer. Like, you ever see... what's that movie
Rocky
about the NASA astronauts?
NASA.
The NASA astronauts NASA. Who have the women who
are... Oh, Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen, yeah, where they do all the calculations and it sends him up. Yeah.
And then he, like, breaks his arm.
Yeah, I have one of those big computers
in
my room
cool.
that plays... All it does is play... It kind of plays Rain sometimes, and then it goes, excuse me, and then it, like, starts over after a little bit.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's a guy doing a sound effect.
Yeah, it's not like an actual, they didn't get tape recordings of Rain because they didn't know when it was going
to
rain.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to dumb down the fucking podcast. I'm trying my fucking best, but I get it.
Yeah.
So you do, is it Rain or what is it? The button?
It's basically, it sounds a little like Rain, so it's like, excuse me.
Is it James Earl Jones?
I think it might be.
Holy shit.
It's at least Darth Vader.
How many people like this when we do this?
I don't know. None.
Can we do a... Is there a forum or something people can answer this?
A form that people can fill out?
Sorry, forum? I think next time one of these comes out, we should do a poll to see how many people like this.
Do you want me to do a poll? You want me to really do a poll to see, like, should Ben ever be on the show again? Because we did that with Harris. And it did not work out in his favor.
Let's not do that.
I'm not saying that's why he ended up not on the show anymore.
It sounds like it is, which is terrible.
But it did. No, did he just squeak by? I can't remember.
I bet he did great.
He did great.
He's the funniest person in the world.
Yes, that's right. Yes. But Ben, you're still with us. And
terrible transition.
What if this were your last podcast ever? How do you want to go out?
I want to tell everybody. I want to say thank you very much to everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you
for the support.
Thank you for the support. I want to say, what a dream that I get to make people laugh for a living, Scott.
For a living, too, really. So you don't have, like, a gig on the side make your real money? Or?
Are you talking about podcasts? Or no, I'm talking about, like, I act in some stuff and write some stuff.
No, I know you do that, but...
Name a TV show.
You've never made people laugh during those things.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ever?
I don't think so.
But you've never seen an episode. What's
an episode
the show that's with Don Cheadle?
The Cheat Man.
No. It's called...
Cheat Freed.
House...
Cheatfried and Roy.
No. House.
House.
Of.
Tartanian.
No, it's not House of Tartanian.
You I don't know. I have no idea.
House of Lies.
Pies of House.
No, nobody said pies. And also, you
said
House of Pies ruined it for me for years.
I'm so sorry. We don't want anyone to bring that back.
Ugh, you're the worst.
We don't want anyone to. We don't want anyone to say it to you, and we never want to bring back House of Lies as well.
Well, that's mean also. I mean, there's some great... I mean, that cast is amazing. It's
an amazing
Cheadle,
cast,
Kristen
yeah.
Bell, me, Josh Lawson. Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Break
me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
And by the way, there is no better time to take a break than when we're singing. Give me a break.
Right after this. This is what I want to do. I want every time we say... So it goes, give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. And the next one's like, give me a break.
I want every time
we do it to be more excited and happy every time we do that exact one. So let's go
start at a base level.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Give me a break.
Break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
All right, let's go to a break. When we come back, more Solo Bolo. Ooh, Hallowolo. We'll be right back.
Maybe.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AURA Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang.
Coming back from break.
Coming back from break. Coming back from break on Bang Bang now.
Coming back from break.
Coming back from break. Coming back from break on Bang Bang now.
Well, only two, yeah. You started at such a high level that I don't think that
a
I could have
talked
that.
A lot of people say I come at a high level.
You really do. Hey, welcome back. This is Solo Bolo Hallowolo, and
Solo
of course,
Bolo Hallowolo, creepy crawly things.
Let's talk about the creepiest, crawliest experiences of your life. Have you ever been in there and had, like, creepies and crawlies?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, one time I ate, you ever eat one of those creepy, remember that? By the way, do you remember this? Because I used to sing it all the time and nobody got this reference. That commercial for Creepy Crawlers.
No, what were they?
Really?
Are they like gummy worms?
I forget. I think...
You forget? Then how effective was this advertisement? Well, you don't even know what it is.
I'll bring it up.
All right. Find it on your phone.
Find it on your phone.
Find it on your phone.
And find it on your phone now. Okay, this is it. Creepy Crawler song. You ready?
All right.
Let's see if I remember.
Now Ben, of course, is the person who found the... Hamburgers That Talk McDonald's.
And it was real.
It was real.
And it was so...
We thought it was a fever dream of
so
yours,
so many
but no.
people were upset and say, this isn't a real thing. And I'm like, I'm telling you,
and someone
Hamburgers
found it.
That Talk.
Of course, I don't have evidence of it, but someone did find it, right? Yeah. Hamburgers That Talk.
How did that go again?
Do you believe in magic
and hamburgers that talk? Chicken McNuggets you could take for a walk. Magic and only Rhino can do. Come this way and I'll eat you, child.
What? I don't think we ever went past Hamburgers That
Talk. It goes, do you believe in magic? Hamburgers That Talk. Chicken McNuggets you can take for a walk. And magic. Like only Rhino can do. You, I watch you when you take a bath, little boy.
Okay, I do not remember that last part.
Really? Did you ever go to McDonald's? The McDonald's I went to had that guy that always watched you take a bath.
A bath?
Do you believe in magic? Hamburgers That Talk. Chicken McNuggets you can take for a walk. And magic like only Rhino can do. Look at me. Look at me in your closet. This is a grown man. Don't tell your daddy. Don't tell your mommy. It's time for us to play a game. Do you like Parcheesi? Oh, nothing weird. Just a game of Parcheesi with me. Oh, you don't know how to play? Come here, little boy.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah, now that you say it. Yeah.
Okay, here's Cooper Cross.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, this is a cartoon show. This isn't it. This is a toy commercial.
You gotta vet your clips, bro.
Well, listen, we got 5 seconds of this to be a spiral actor. It goes, I thought it went creepy crawlers.
Pretty close.
Here comes. See?
I bet when you were a kid, like, there would have been nothing cooler to you than to be the guy who said, creepy crawlers.
Creepy crawlers. What's your favorite commercial growing up?
Commercial? Probably the one about 2.9% financing.
That's so boring.
What?
That's so boring.
But that's low.
I remember
that's
Crossfire. You
financing.
Get caught up in it. Crossfire.
Wait, Crossfire the TV show?
No,
Crossfire?
It was... No. No.
Who was that? Hugh Downs?
Crossballs, the Matt Besser show. Crossfire was a game that you would play. You shoot little silver little marbles at each other.
Oh, sounds cool.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
I didn't invent it or anything. We never bought it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wasn't allowed to get a lot of toys because, you know, we couldn't buy all the toys.
How many toys did you own?
Two toys. I had a knife.
Always burp when I mention toys?
I had a knife.
You had a knife.
And that's a toy? And a piece of bread.
Sounds like dinner to me.
Yeah, and then we would put butter on the knife and butter on the bread, and we'd eat.
Okay, so the butter is the dinner.
Well, that's a game.
Oh, okay.
That's the game. The toys are the knife and the bread, but the game
is the butter, yeah. Okay, got it.
Do you want to know the game, kid? Come here, I want to talk to you for a second. Come here, I want to tell you. You want to know the game?
Is this the McDonald's commercial again? we got to talk about...
Tell me something that scarred you recently. Something that scarred you.
Scarred me in terms of... I do have something that I saw that was very emotionally distressing.
Okay. Yeah, are you willing to share it? Or now's not the time?
I can share it. Okay.
Is this an exclusive? Should I do the exclusive sound?
Sure. Yeah, I've never talked about this
before. Here it comes, a brand new exclusive.
Okay, I don't know if that really fits in with the actual story.
Hey, do you like fun? Do you like cool things? Here comes a brand new clues.
This is a sad story. I don't know.
Come on. Oh, baby. Take out the tambourine and bring out the pom-poms. A brand new clues.
That actually
okay,
works.
Let's go.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, it's right before Halloween.
Is this true for real?
This is a very true story.
Maybe we shouldn't do it. I don't want to bring down the room.
No, but what's scarier at Halloween but a black cat?
Oh, okay.
And I was in traffic the other day and on Santa Monica Boulevard at 7 in the morning, I think.
Where were you going?
I was going to an appointment that I had. And
I need to know exactly where you were going. The story doesn't make sense.
I was getting blood drawn for a physical. Another very spooky thing is blood
creepy
at this time of year.
Crawlers.
So already we have two spooky things,
oh my
a black
God.
Cat
well,
and
well, you haven't introduced the black cat yet.
I'm sitting in traffic, and it's not bad traffic.
It's good traffic.
But in the sense of, like, my side of the street is, you know, we're all stopped for a red light. And the other side of the street, there's nothing, there's no traffic. And I see this black cat run, like, sort of tentatively come out to the street to try to get across the street. I'm like, oh, no. And a car's coming right for it. And it ducks back, sees the car, ducks back. I'm like, okay, please just stay where you're at. Just stay where you're at. It doesn't. It comes back out.
Oh, no. Did you hit it?
I didn't. No.
Who hit it?
Someone coming the other way.
And you saw it perish?
Yes.
Ugh. I'm sorry.
And I was just like going, no. I was like sobbing in traffic.
Oh, my God.
To see that happen right in front of you.
That's terrible.
Anyway, so that scarred me. Yes. What a great question.
That
Thank you so much.
That was exclusive,
okay,
baby.
Come on. Tell me about your Halloween escapades as children.
Oh, my dad didn't like Halloween.
What?
He grew up in the South Bronx, and we were in the North Bronx, which was, you know, very, it would not have been
so
a problem
different.
For us to, yeah, it would, it totally, it wouldn't have been a problem for us to go around. And by the way, where he was from, it wasn't a problem to go around, but he was very protective of us. He never really wanted us to go trick-or-treating by ourselves, and so,
because
like,
of, like, all the dangerous New York assholes, or what?
Yeah, but also, like, we were,
hey, I'm trick-or-treating over here.
Trick-or-treat.
Hey, get out of here with your fucking candy.
No, you give me candy.
Get the fuck out. I don't want any fucking
no,
candy.
Trick-or-treat means you give me candy.
Get the fuck out of here.
So now your dad didn't want you because he thought it was unsafe.
So we didn't. He hates Halloween. My mom loves Halloween. My mom's the best. Joan Foreman Schwartz. Her birthday was, when does this come out? Oh, it'll probably be 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay.
It was on the 25th.
Great. Wait, really? The 25th?
October. Yesterday.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Or not yesterday. Whenever this comes out.
Well, this is coming out in a couple of days.
Yeah. So yeah, just a couple of days ago.
Happy birthday to her.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Her name is Joan. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear lady. Her name is Joan. Give it from the top. Happy birthday, dear Joan. Just say Joan. Happy birthday, dear Joan. Come on. Happy birthday. To you.
How old of a woman is Joan?
I love you, mommy. She's got to be 70 plus by now, right?
She seems like you would know.
She's got to be.
A woman like that, got to be 70 plus
what
at this
get,
point.
What do you get a parent for their birthday?
Nothing now.
At all?
Yeah.
You're so rich and they have nothing. You're so rich and they have nothing. You don't get them anything.
What do you mean?
Your parents are dirt poor.
We're going giftless these days. Because
why?
Who needs to accumulate more things?
Your parents.
Oh, that's right. They want them. I'm the one who insists on going giftless.
You have so much money, you don't need things. They need things.
No, they don't need
Do your
need
parents
anything.
Have a place to stay?
No. What do you mean, stay?
Like live.
Like stay, what you tell a dog? Like,
no,
stay.
Not stay. I can't believe you keep getting confused with these very... Like, sorry, who's this character? Hello?
I'm a bird!
Sorry, you have a whole rodent in your
I'm
mouth.
I'm sorry. No, that's my neighbor's bird.
Oh, that's your Jamaican neighbor's
hey,
bird?
Hey, get back here, Paul.
Oh, no, you shouldn't be doing this anymore. Don't you get in trouble for doing stuff?
No.
Aren't you the closer of podcasts?
What's that mean, the closer?
The closer is Dave Chappelle's special that he got in trouble for.
I have no idea.
You don't know who Dave Chappelle is?
Now Ben is, he's now putting on a hoodie as if that will, by the way, a hoodie.
Hoodie.
As if that will prevent
On Yom Kippur, we wear hoodies. Excuse me?
What?
What was that?
I laughed.
No. 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 Excuse me, sir. Hey, stop it. What? Don't laugh. You're being terrible.
What?
What do you mean, what? Don't. You shouldn't be finding this so funny. How dare you?
So you wouldn't go out there trick-or-treating?
You take
what
the good, you take the bad, you take them all, and then you have
the facts of life.
The what?
Boo,
the what?
The facts of life.
The what? The what? And you'll be living up to your dreams. And everybody wants to know, and now you gotta know about you.
Alan Thicke, R.I.P. So what would you do? You would just, like, stay home?
Oh, no, we would, well, it matters. When we were in the North Bronx, we'd go to an apartment complex and go knock on the doors, each one.
Okay, and you trusted everyone at the apartment complex.
Well, like, oftentimes people won't even open the door. There's just like a little bowl below.
Yeah.
But sometimes people would open it. But now, when we moved to Westchester, I went like trick-or-treating a couple times. I wore a big cowboy hat one time, like a big...
really?
Like,
were you
like
a cowboy or were you like a Frankenstein who was pretending to be a cowboy?
No, of course not. It was green and enormous. That was the comedy was, it was so big. Do you know what I mean?
I guess not. So that was your only part, like you were dressed as a normal child other than...
Yeah, of course. I was a child wearing a big hat.
A child wearing a big hat.
Name one of your fucking dingers.
When you say dingers, I just want to clarify, you mean Halloween costumes?
No, I want to know about one of your dingers. Take that whatever you think that means. Tell me about your fucking dinger.
Let's see. I remember I was Batman one year.
Stupid.
I was a vampire one year.
Yeah, bet you had like so much sun coming at you. Wish you had a big fucking hat on.
I really wanted to be Luke Skywalker when Star Wars came out, and we were like, well, I guess we could go get like a karate outfit.
Have you met Mark Hamill yet?
I've never met Mark Hamill.
Get him on the show.
Would love to have him on. Please,
who's your number one? Who's your number one that you haven't gone? Mel Brooks?
Oh, boy. Probably the cars.
That's right.
He's back out, baby.
You keep trying to get him on the show, and he keeps saying no.
He keeps saying no. I don't know why. No, you know, when we were doing the live show at UCB, I really wanted Chris Rock to do it at some point, and he never could commit.
Never responded.
But Robin Williams did.
Did he do the pods?
He never did the pod, unfortunately.
Never did the pod. There's a fun story. I'm going to tell you a real story.
Okay.
I was at UCB in New York, and I moved to LA, and I'd just come back, and I was doing Ass Cat. It was a long time ago, and I was going to be the improviser, and then Robin Williams just showed up backstage in New York, and he's like, can I perform? And we were all like, Amy was there, all these people were there, and we're like, yes, of course. And then Amy's like, can you do monologues instead? And I go, yeah, whatever you, of course. And so then... the way that they introduced everything is they introduced all the improvisers, then they introduced the monologist.
Is the last person.
Yes. Yeah. And so she introduced, and because usually the special guest is never the improviser, it's just someone who's never improvised before.
Right.
So they introduced the crowd, and then she's like, one of my favorite parts about interning at UCB, this is a real story, is that whenever I knew someone cool was going to come on stage for Ass Cat, I would watch the audience watch them come out. It was coolest fucking thing. And then they'd be like, you know, Tina Fey, or like, you know, someone huge.
Tina Fey!
That's great. And so, she goes, you came here on a good night, guys. And then the audience like has no idea what's going on. They go, ladies and gentlemen, Robin Williams. And the crowd goes fucking crazy. Like, and usually that's reserved for like the monologist, like when it's a cool monologist. And people are going crazy and they're standing up on their feet and Robin's doing bits.
Are you the monologist
though? I'm backstage still.
Because you're the monologist
and
you're last.
So I'm last. Oh. So I'm literally just waiting backstage and listening to like my favorite part of the show, which is like people going crazy. And I'm like, oh my God. And they're on their feet and I'm watching through the crack in the thing. They're on their feet. He's going to the right side, making them go out, going to the left side. It's like a whole 5 minute full on.
Robin!
Everything is going crazy. And then
no one's better than you.
Literally. And I was absolutely nobody. I don't even think I was on Parks yet. Maybe I was on Parks for a little bit, but she's like, and from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
What a credit. The one you happen to be in.
Yes. And she goes, Ben Schwartz. And I come out on stage and I didn't know what to do. So I pretended like, I was like, fuck you, get on your feet, get on your, and everybody went with the bit, like and it was great, and everybody, I was like, get up, and then Robin was laughing at it, and it was a very fun moment, but I remember, like, how disappointed are these people going to be, like, how do you go from Robin Williams to anybody?
So he was an improviser in this, that's fun.
He improvised some, and he did monologues
for it, so, like, you guys switched off a little bit, or that was great?
Yeah, I think I did one or two shows with him, and he was, the coolest thing about it was, after the show, he came up, and he's like, thank you so much, I needed that, thank you so much. And I'd be like, this is like a life story for us. This is a career highlight for us. And he's so kind and giving that he would be like, thank you so much for letting me play. Like, are you kidding me? This is like,
of course.
No,
he could have shoved his way around. I remember, like, I have a few experiences like that. I did a few shows with him at the UCB over here and got to tell a story about how excited I was for the when I first saw him in the Happy Days episode where that was the Mork and Mindy
course
sort of what do you call a pilot, backdoor pilot,
uh-huh.
And so I was telling that story to my mom. I was breaking down. I used to do this annoying thing where I would tell every beat of every show that I ever saw to her as
really?
We were like going shopping or whatever. Cause she
Wait,
hadn't
explain,
seen it.
Like, so let's say it's a Simpsons episode. You would literally take her through the entire Simpsons episode.
So I basically
and
like,
you won't buy this woman a present
in an, no, fuck no. She doesn't need anything. Going. So I just, while we were in a hardware store, I told the whole Mork and Mindy backdoor pilot to her on Happy Days and how the Fonz and he and all this kind of stuff. And then someone, the woman at the register, I finished, wrapped up the story, and she goes, someone saw Happy Days last night. And so I told that to him and how embarrassed I was.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
There's a funny picture of him with his hand on my knee during the show. like almost like, oh, you're like, he was like thanking me for telling that story or whatever.
That's heaven.
But so great. And we would like, I remember in San Francisco, we did the match game every year, and he was off to the side of the stage, and I'm like, hey, do you want to do the match game with us? Like, I'll give up my seat, or we can share. And he's like, no one wants to see me. I'm like, yeah, I think they would be fine with it. He's like, no, I'm here because I'm a fan. I want to watch.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he just watched the whole show and never, like, because we didn't want to press.
Yeah, of course.
You want to say, like, no, people would love it, but also you don't want to be like the guy, if he truly is just there to.
When I was an intern, I won't call out who it was, but when I was an intern, I was an intern for a long time. I did the garbage and recycling, and then I was a bartender and everything. But
the guy who jerked off and farted in the corner.
I think I farted. Anytime I fart, I jerk off.
Yeah, and the Ninja Turtles pointed at your tiny penis.
Yeah,
and they
I can't believe you were right. I was just embarrassed to admit it. But someone who was like a great old time improviser, like, but hadn't performed in a year or two, was there, and I was like, "You should get on stage. You should get on stage with them." He's like, "I can't. I don't want to anymore. There's too much pressure. I can't do it anymore." And I was like, "Oh, that's interesting. I kind of get it. I know some improvisers that don't do it anymore because it's like." It's been so long, and now there's, like, if you fuck up on stage, like, you know, if you say the wrong thing, then, you know, so there's some people that don't do it anymore, but I remember being like, oh, really? And then I was, like, scared. I was like, I wonder if that's going to happen to me one time, or if I take too long of a break, I feel like it's too hard to get back on stage.
I mean, look, we haven't done one of these in a couple of years.
Fit and like a glove.
Oh, OJ's glove, which did not fit.
By the way, didn't.
But we have both been.
Do you think that
acquitted?
He did it?
I find it so hard to believe.
Run for 500 yards? You didn't let me finish the thing.
500 and that was it?
Yeah, he only hit 500 on the... He hit a half century or a half...
What if he only ran for 500 yards? Would people still think that he was good?
That's it. It's like when a therapist hits 1 p.m. I'm done. Bye-bye. No, I'm in the middle of a story about how I don't give my mom presents.
Bye-bye, I said.
Bye-bye. Oh, this is my therapist. Hey, I have someone to talk about.
You have someone to...
That's something to talk about. I thought you were going to play that character as a therapist. That bye-bye.
I am.
Okay. Oh, sorry. So that person doesn't talk like the bye-bye until the end, I guess?
Well, I just...
Sorry.
I'm
there's
a real human being.
There's something... I'm having trouble going to sleep, and I'm not
Tell
quite...
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if it's my brain that's keep running. I don't know if it's
What are
the
you thinking
idea.
About when you...
I'm thinking, is it work? Is it some family stuff? Is it something that's just like stuff I
What's
keep...
What's going on with your family?
Well, family seems...
Maybe!
It was worth it.
That's why he talks normal.
That's why I gotta tell you, I love you, little dick.
Speaking of little dicks, we unfortunately have to take a break, and one of our sponsors is
take
Little Dicks.
That's not true. What does it sell? What's Little Dicks
little
sell?
Little Dicks, little sporting goods. So miniature bats.
miniature basketballs for the little dick inside of you.
Okay. Well, we're going to hear from them. We'll be right back with...
Wait, let's sing another break song. What's a song that has the word break in it? That Hamilton song, take a break. I'm going out to Tampa the summer and go upstate. You remember that song?
No. We'll be right back. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs loved them. In fact, they loved them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! And we're back with Solo Bolo.
Hello, Olo.
A very spooky Solo, a very spooky Bolo.
Did we ever get to the end of your Halloween memories?
No,
Dad wouldn't let you do it, and that was it?
Yeah, that's kind of it. We don't really do Halloween.
Was it a Jewish thing where it's like you don't
How
do Christmas?
How fucking dare you?
Dude, is there a Jewish is there like an equivalent, like a Hanukkah?
Yeah, there's
Halloween?
A Jewish Halloween.
What is it?
You don't know about Jewish Halloween?
No, what is it? I have no idea.
You're being an asshole. You know what Jewish Halloween
no,
is.
No, I swear to God. I mean, I...
All right, we all get dressed up like Chamentash and we walk around and everybody touch the fruity center of it. And then they go, is that fruit? And they go, what is it? And you have to say like, is it apricot? Is it apple? Is it... You've never heard of this?
I swear to God, I've never heard of it.
I can't tell if you're making fun of me or not.
Are you dressed up like anything or what do you...
Yeah, I just said you're dressed up like a Chamentash.
What's it's a Chamentash?
You don't know what a Chamentash
no,
is?
No, what's a Chamentash?
It's a type of... don't you dare.
Am I mispronouncing it? I don't even know.
Chamentashen. Dude, I'll fucking take you down
what
right
did I
now.
Do?
Anyway, you dress up like three Chamentashen in a trench coat, and you walk around, and they don't know that there's three of you, and then Santa comes, and you kill Santa with a piece of matzah.
Oh my God, does he come back to life like Jesus did?
I guess.
Yeah, maybe you don't know who
what
Jesus
Christmas is.
But...
God, what do you think the H stands for? Hebrew? Oh my God, can you imagine?
Jesus, Hebrew Christ.
Although he is. Anyway, you stab Santa
He's
with a broken
He's one of the originals.
Of...
He's one of the best.
One of the original states?
One of the best Jews.
Oh, that's true.
Jesus.
He is.
You
Carpenter.
Know what I mean?
Carpenter.
He's like, he wasn't deep on that bench. He was like starter.
Ooh, God, that was sexy. Deep on that bench? Give me one more line that isn't supposed to be sexy, but is very.
He was, he pinned the tail on the donkey.
We have different... We have different, like,
we have different
barometers of what's
yeah,
sexy.
What's sexy. Okay.
What is sexy? What's
the sexiest thing?
Oh, a fucking pat of butter on a fucking skillet, and then I throw a piece of fucking bacon on there,
oh,
and I'm watching
man,
it fucking
bread
sizzle.
And that knife.
Ooh.
Oh.
And then Maggie Simpson comes out of nowhere.
Maggie, we love you. Are you out there listening?
Maggie, are you out there?
How old would Maggie be if, okay.
30. Five. How?
Because it was 1989, right? So it'd be 30. She'd 32 years ago, and she was a toddler. So she's probably like 34 and hot.
Oh God! Can you imagine Maggie Simpson now?
Can you imagine that spiky hair?
Oh my God!
And that yellow jaundiced skin.
What are we about to do? What's it called?
Look, there's really one thing that we do at the end of these solo bolo
hollowolos. I can't believe
we're in my backyard. We're doing it so my neighbors can hear.
Oh, we're going to full out sing. And your neighbors have their windows open. This is going to be an absolute
They're enjoying
fucking
the show here. And it's something that we do called the...
Can you imagine how annoying this is for most people who like your show? Can you imagine now if you don't want to listen to the show and you don't have the ability to press stop or not listen? That's three
That's
houses
being my
right
neighbor.
Now. Yeah.
Yes.
Three and this houses. Is the worst version of it.
And we all know a house divided cannot stand.
No, cow, it's divided.
Of course. This is the Olympic Song Challenge, my friends. And this is, of course, Ben mentioned it earlier in the show. This is Solo Bolo Hollowolo edition, the spookiest edition of all time. And this is where one of us, and it's usually Ben, starts singing a song. And then whatever song Ben is singing, I get an idea either from a word that's in the song or the type of music the song is, or maybe the singer of that original song.
Look, you were right. I told sorry. You I have I get terrible reactions to mosquito bites.
I'm sorry.
He was right. All he had to do was get me bug spray. Now I look like a fucking, I look like a swamp thing.
All
now.
I had to do was like, what would you have
you
done if I had just walked off the show in the
I
middle of the show and got
you? I would have carried the show on my shoulders like a fucking gentleman.
All right, I will. I'll get you bug spray right now.
No, okay, I'm all covered. Later. I'm all covered. I'm all covered. I've already put on all the things.
You were so frightened that I was going to walk off and leave you.
No, please don't leave me. Please don't leave me here. There's so many bugs. I'd die.
This is so spooky because bugs are dying all around us.
I know. What is that?
I don't know. Bugs don't have long lives, you know, like you
bugs
and I do.
Bugs don't have long lives. That's fucking deep.
What if a bug lived as long as a turtle?
Oh, my God.
But they still made
what if
bugs.
A turtle lived as long as a dog? We could do this forever.
What if a dog lived as long as a different dog?
What if an ant lived as long as a shellfish?
What if a shellfish lived as long as an umbrella?
Which takes us to our first song. You
That's
ready?
That's right. All right. And we're gonna keep going until finally we reach some sort of satisfying conclusion. I don't
what
know
if
we'll
a shellfish?
Find.
What if a shellfish...
Shellfish.
How does it start?
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. Under the sea. That's where it's hotter. Under the water. That's where it will be. Tommy, can you see me?
Tommy, can you see me?
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
The heat is on. The heat is on. The heat is streets.
The heat is dum 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 on the street where you live. I have often walked.
Papa, can you see me
down this street before?
Under the sea, under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea. Dive will be better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Take
oh my God,
it
is that
from
your neighbor?
Hello, man. I hear you singing under the sea, man. My favorite song.
Look at these things. Aren't they neat? Wouldn't they make my collection complete? Wouldn't you say I'm the girl who has everything?
I've been waiting
for a girl like you,
waiting for it, waiting all of my life, oh, my life. I've been waiting, and it's coming true for you to come into my life. Oh,
my life, my life, life, life. Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. I should know a song.
Gonna tell you a story about the hurricane.
Ooh.
I don't know any more lyrics to that. The hurricane, 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 hurricane,
hurricane, hurricane.
Here I am. Rock me like a hurricane.
Rock me all night long. Oh, yeah, yeah. Rock me all.
Do 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 back in black. I hit the sack.
I'm blue. La ba ni ba ba da. If I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would
die. It's not easy being green. Green. Being the color of the flowers in the trees. I wonder why. I wonder why.
Who wrote the book of love?
Who wrote the book of love?
And then we do this. I've been down to Zanana, but
I don't know. I don't know what I've been told. This
Eskimo
book of love
pussy is really cool.
Who wrote the book?
Who wrote the book of love?
Ball with the ball, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, blue moon, blue, 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 blue,
blue, blue, blue, blue, blue,
blue, blue, blue, blue, blue, moon,
blue, blue, blue,
bang, blue, 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 blue,
Valley girl, she's a valley girl. Moon sings it.
She's a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic. You get something here. It has me everywhere.
Aqua teen, aqua teen, aqua teen. Under the sea.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden.
Here we are now, entertainers. Here we are now. I'm so famous.
We are the entertainers, and we're coming down. What's that song, Billy Joel?
The entertainer.
Yeah.
Talk this way.
Just give me a key.
Kiss the girl. There you see her. Sitting there across the way.
She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but she's dying to try. You want to kiss
the girls. Raspberry beret.
Kiss the kind you find in a secondhand store.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Love you. I love you, 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 I love you.
Love the one you're with.
Ooh.
Love the one you're with.
Love the one you're with. I'm ready for another day. Hear the music play. Down in Fraggle Rock.
Down in Fraggle Rock. Come and play.
Wake it up.
Day away. Sweet.
Now tell me this again. You tell me
how to get to Sesame Street. On the street where you
in
live.
A black room with white curtains.
There's
a Fraggle
with white curtains.
In a black room with white curtains.
I am Iron Man.
In the sweet November rain.
Oh.
And darling, when I hold you, don't you know I feel the same?
Boom, live and let die. Live and let die.
In a sky fall.
In a white room
with black curtains.
There's a fraggle.
To the chapel, and we're
gonna get married.
Going to the chapel, and we're gonna get married.
Girl, I love you, and we're gonna get married.
Going to the chapel of
love, the one you're with.
Bum bum,
love the one you're with. Love the one. There's 50 ways to leave your lover. Just slip out the back, Jack.
Make a new plan, Stan.
Just go out the door, Jimmy Dore. Don't need to be free.
Just listen to me. Just eat a pickle, Rickle.
Don't need to discuss much.
Just step out the Jack.
Back. Don't need to be free.
Don't need to be free. Freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom
rock, man. Freedom.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva.
I'm talking about the
Viva
Las Vegas.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
Suspicious minds.
We cannot act like this with our suspicious minds.
Suspicious minds.
Have I told you
lately that I love you?
I'm saying who? Who wrote the book of love?
Who wrote the book?
Who wrote the book? Said who wrote the book of Mormon? Ding dong.
Ding
Hello.
Dong.
My name is Elder John, and I just have this book I want you just to read real quick. Ding dong. My name is Scotty Yox, and I don't know what else to do but show you my little dick.
Book 'em, Dano.
Can you do the sax part?
Tonight,
I'll see your
love,
your butt tonight.
And for us, there will be
no go down together. Yes, we will all go down together.
Going down.
Oh,
loving an elevator.
Living it up when I'm going down.
Loving an elevator.
Living it up when I'm going
in
down.
In the air. In the air.
Tell me
in
one more time.
Walk this way.
Tell me to
walk this way.
Walk this way.
Hey, tell me to
talk this way.
Just give me some head.
Hey, yo, my name is John, and I got a little story to tell. I want to go down in an elevator, but I want to go really far down. Well, take my hand and get in it quick, and then get a fraggle at your side. Then look at me in the eyes while I slowly S that dick.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row, what a brother know. Once again, back is the incredible, the Rhymanimal, the incredible D. Public Enemy number one. Better, faster, harder, stronger. Better, faster, harder, stronger. Better, faster, harder, stronger. Better, faster, harder, stronger. Better, faster, harder, stronger.
Better,
faster, harder, stronger.
Better, have
I'm a motherfucking monster. I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'm a motherfucking monster!
Leo Carpazzi. Freestyle 2021.
What's it?
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Who is this?
Monster from his slab began to rise and suddenly to my my surprise, his trousers dropped right to the floor. With his bottom bare, he ran to the door. I said, Frankenstein, what's gotten into you? He said, my dick is hard and I need to screw. He did the monster fuck.
Jesus.
It was a graveyard.
What is
fuck? That monster sucked and fucked. He did the monster fuck part 7. Paywalled fuck. From my laboratory.
Leo, I'm sorry, Ben.
What is going on?
Leo, stop.
The vampires
stop it.
It.
Leo,
the
stop.
Zombies all, what's
stop
wrong?
This.
What's
Leo,
wrong,
you can't come in here and just do this. This is our solo bolo.
Well, I heard the word monster and I just couldn't resist adding my own new, fully improvised song.
It's not
for
new
you.
And we don't want you here. Get ugh out.
All right, fine. I'll scram if you don't appreciate
yes
it. But hey, let me at least plug my all-new Halloween special, Leo Carpazzi's Monster Match 77. It's the recently unearthed audio from my 1970s Monsters dating show pilot. How about
how
that?
About nothing? Leave. We don't want
get
you
out
here.
Of here.
Why, thank you, Ackerman. Appreciate your strong personal endorsement. It's available now only at patreon.com/doughboys.
No, that...
Whoops, that's the wrong URL. Yes. It's available now only at cbbworld.com. That's right, the monster fuck is paywalled now. Hope you freaks are
all
happy.
All right, please leave.
Leo Carpazzi's Monster Match 77, only at cbbworld.com.
Okay, he has his own exit music, too. This is...
I hated that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we got it. Can we even save it?
Monster
he
Match.
He said Monster Match, by the way. Monster... matchmaker, matchmaker,
make me a match.
There you go.
Find me a find.
Catch me a catch.
If he goes up out and down and up, wouldn't that be lovely?
Wouldn't it be nice if he
was older
and he wouldn't have to wait so long?
Ba 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 ba. Rockin' and reelin', bop a ran, bop 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 bop.
Come on, Eileen, yeah, you know what I mean. You're this moment, you mean everything. And come on, that dress, so I know what I'm missing this moment. Come on, Eileen,
our house. In the middle of our street, our house.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house. Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
How many times
ooh
must a man
oh
walk down
do it
before he can call
the man? And
how many times
must a man eat spice
before he says that's too spicy? The answer,
my friend, is blowing in the wind. Have you ever
in the blue corn moon and ever diddle in the night? Have you ever said on the Pocahontas song and diddle something
colors of the wind?
And Vanessa Williams sings this song again.
How many times must a man walk down?
The circle of life.
Hey, my neighbors are really enjoying this.
The circle of life.
From the circle.
Mama.
The way the wind blows.
I just killed a man.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I think that I'd
rather have been born at all.
Bam, carry on, that nothing really matters. Anyway, the Ooh. Colors of the wind blow.
Water, heart, I am Captain Planet.
Oh my God. Well,
how many minutes?
I'm sorry about the I have no idea. I wasn't keeping track.
But God,
sorry
I can't
about the
tell
interruption
you.
In that.
Who
but
was that?
Leo Carpazzi.
He came into your fucking backyard with a full orchestra
and backup singers and exit
that
music.
Was insane.
It was crazy, but
I can't tell you how embarrassing this is because we were singing literally the top of our lungs and there's a house right next to you that's just glaring at us.
the house is, not the neighbors. Mm-hmm. Literally the house is like, this is the worst thing.
If these walls could happened. Talk, they would say, stop singing, guys.
Well, Ben,
oh, what a
this
joy.
Truly was the spookiest solo
I've never had
bowl
a spookier
that we've
solo
ever
in my
done.
Life.
I mean, I can't think of a single one.
You got to take that ice bath because we just did a full show.
Oh, my God.
God but, I can't believe it.
It's always great hanging out with you.
It's
I know,
the best. It's
I know,
too long.
I know that, yeah, these episodes, yeah. But, are too long? I know they're not always some people's
it's
cup of tea.
It's been too long. It's been too
but
long.
But we have a great time. It's great to see your actual face
oh,
instead of a face on
face.
A screen. And
every now and then we'll FaceTime and it'll be okay. But now yeah. this is like, we're
you,
next to
you,
each other.
The last time I called you about this, you, or I texted you and you said, FaceTime. And then I FaceTimed and what did you do?
I hung up so you couldn't get through.
You were a FaceTime coward.
And then I FaceTimed
then you.
You
FaceTimed
I just
back.
Got a call before. That was very funny. You text me like, you want to do this? I go, FaceTime, let's chat it out. And then you FaceTimed and I hung up immediately and you yep. were like, that's unbelievable.
It was, it really felt like our friendship was at an impasse at that point, but we worked it out. We're
yeah.
here.
We did it.
We did it. We did another solo bolo and
I wonder how many, every time we do this, you say it might be the last one. Do you think
it'd be the last one?
Do you think so?
What other variations do we have? I mean, this is what? This is
well,
our,
by the way, oh, we can't do it, but we could do another Sonic Colo. I have a Sonic coming out in April.
Okay. We could do Ocholo. Sonic Colo.
Ocholo, yeah, we're basically there.
We're basically there.
Yeah,
I mean,
Ocholo's
great.
Practically
there.
Yeah.
Sonic
but Dolo?
We will put out the poll, and we'll see if you ever want
to. No, don't do it.
Again.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
You know, you, I know.
It's going to shut it down forever.
Yeah, I know.
We'll do it on Twitter or something where it's not as cemented. If you do it on Comedy Bang Bang, it's not. It's
that's
over.
That's true. But I had a great time with you.
I loved it. I love you.
I love hanging out with you.
You say I love you, though. I said I love you.
I mean, I love hanging out with you.
I
love
I
the act
love
of hanging
you.
Out with
no,
you.
No, I love you. I think you're great.
I love you.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
All right. And you just had a birthday, by the way.
I
happy
turned
belated
so
birthday.
Old. Thanks, man.
Yep. Didn't get to see you in person, but this is my birthday present to you.
Do it. Let me hear it. Sing it. Any song.
Any
not,
song?
Not happy birthday. Oh, no. Can I pick the song you sing?
Okay. Yeah.
I want you to sing from the book Mein Kampf. There's a really funny.
Okay. No. This
okay. No. From. Okay. I want you to sing. What song would I really want? I want you to sing Sincerely Commit. To sing a Frank Sinatra song. You know what I want? You Which can one? Pick the one that you're happiest with singing, okay. but you only have to sing it for 30 seconds. That's okay. a long time. 15 seconds. I'll put a timer on.
Okay, let's see.
Tell me when you're
ready. Sinatra song? All right.
Because I feel like your voice lends itself very good well to that.
Okay, here we go.
Ready. This is my birthday present. Thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate it.
Ooh, that's life.
That's 15 seconds. All right.
All right, it's up. Great. All right, thanks.
Jesus Christ. Christ almighty. I know you can sing also. That's insane that you would shit on my birthday like that.
Ooh, that's life.
Ugh, stop.
It is life, and this has been a life. A life well lived, Ben Schwartz.
Thank you, Scotty.
His final episode of Comedy Bang Bang.
Thank you so much for having me, everybody.
This is how
waved.
We wanted to go out. He wanted to go out on top, and
I
so
go out
we're saying goodbye.
Solo, holo-olo.
Truly a holo-olo.
Holo-olo, everybody.
Happy holo-olo, everyone.
Happy holo-olo, Scotty.
Happy holo-olo, buddy.
What are you going as Halloween? You made me so many... You,
I'm going
costume?
As you. I'm going as you.
Oh, so what does that mean? How are you dressing?
You know, just a guy jerking off in the corner and while a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle watches.
No need to plug anything. We'll see you on the back end.
Okay, bye.
Beesh.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I had the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.